Echo Brain.
Echoes.
Hello.
Echoes?
And welcome to the Echo Cast.
Aww.
All of your favorite Echo recipes from around the world. I like Echoes made of paste.
I like Echoes made of Legos.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know.
You got any teeth in there?
Ow.
Butt teeth.
Ew. Is this recording? Are we on?
I'm turned on.
A little bit.
This is the Ghoulcast. I am Chris. In front of my face
is Glenn.
In front of his face.
This is David, also known as Lucifer, but tonight it's just David.
And in front of his face is
Paulina.
Paulina Canellis.
Just kidding. Scare Stashko.
Oh, hi. That's my wife.
I thought Paulina Forskova was joining us for a moment. I was like, hey, I have questions about
Rico Kasich.
And Rico Kasich. So her film and love career.
I like Paulina Canellis, though.
You like that?
Because normally Paul Canellis is with us, but Paulina's way cooler. She doesn't take up as much space either.
Oh, man.
True.
Yeah.
Half the space.
And she sings better.
Aw. Yeah. That's terrible.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Hockey size Paul.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get the time to make sure.
Yeah, I got it.
Said, well, no.
No, the secondary mic has a little button on it that's like, if you want to go mute, and it's like, who wants to do that? So I'm always, whenever I grab it by the shaft, it goes mute. Which is not how you are, Glenn.
No, when you grab me by the shaft, I go unmute.
Oh, no. I mean, you turn into one bad mother.
I do.
Are you excited for the sequel? To the remake? The remake will?
It looks good. It looks good, but I didn't know if John Singleton... Did he have anything to do with
that? I don't think so.
He produced it.
So, you know they remade Shaft, right, with Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, like 100 years ago. Yeah.
They have a sequel coming out. With like a young... With him, and then like a young... Like his
son.
Son with young Shaft.
Like a mini Shaft?
Yes.
You would understand that, right?
Oh!
He's looking at Chris.
Of course I am.
Whatever. No. I never complained about it.
No, I didn't know that. And John Singleton? No, wait.
No, somebody else directed. Yeah.
So I was wondering if he...
He probably produced it, would be my guess. I'd have to look it up, but I don't think he directed it.
Yeah, that was untimely.
Yeah, it was.
That was stupid. Can we bring him back, please? I would like that. Yeah, he made some good movies. It's kind of, we're talking about Kaiju, but I will go off on John Singleton, because I seriously loved some of his movies, and I'll just, every so often, just put something on, and it's like, this really makes me happy, and it's weird like that, because every so often, a movie that's not in my typical genre, I'll just be like,
hey, look at that.
Hey, everybody, look at me watching a movie. Yeah, I like this movie. It's on the VHS tape. Come on.
Very 90s.
So if I was a good, like, doing my research kind of podcasty person, I have a file thing of all of Godzilla, like the old Godzilla movies up to the two early 2000 Toho's. But I started watching them in order and just kind of lost steam. Because once they kind of get... I forget what era it is where they kind of turn into the kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I lost a little steam.
Yeah. Wait, you mean the ones in the 2000s?
No, like the 60s.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when they...
Damn it, and we have that book. The one that you bought me.
Yeah,
but
the FAQ.
Yeah, and that has everything in it. Of course, I didn't bring it.
I watched a short documentary that... really threw the net super wide on kaiju movies. So. Super wide.
You can technically... Power Rangers is a kaiju show.
I went...
Kaiju. Yeah, it's about Caillou.
Yikes.
Power Rangers is about Caillou when he grew up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, this is like pretty much all giant monsters.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Not just made in Asia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right.
So they were talking about things like... Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
They were really throwing that big.
I mean...
And when you think about it...
One would think that that's monstrous. I mean, 50-Foot Woman, I mean, it's...
Big old giant chick.
Yeah. She's going to want big rights.
Yeah, they include all of that stuff in like giant what was the one, Frankenstein Conquers the World?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the same thing. It's just, you know, if you're like a giant monster, which,
well, Frankenstein was a Toho movie,
right?
Toho got, they're so weird. Like, some of the stuff they did so weird.
Pitch me an idea. Gargantuans? Yeah. What are gargantuans? I don't know. One's in the water, one's covered with trees.
Are they friends? Sometimes. Are they enemies? Sometimes.
Like, could they be brothers? Oh. Maybe. Well, I don't know.
Can they fight? Of course. Yes. Yeah, no, they get into super weird. I mean, and then you get... Yeah, kaiju stuff is really weird, because you get into Ultraman, or, you know, like, say, like some people consider Power Rangers, because it has the giant monster stuff. Like... I stick with Godzilla and Gamera.
Yeah.
And well, like with kind of in with those are the two main trees, and then kind of what branches off of those.
Concur.
I keep trying to show Amanda the new Gameras, and I just don't think she has any interest.
So good.
Oh, the 2000 one.
Yeah. Guardian of the Universe ones.
Yeah. That is
wow.
Great. And the Attack of Legion.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah, those are.
And
really
it's so
great.
Dark.
I mean, when they came out, that was. To me, like the Orson Welles of kaiju movies, where you're going, oh my god, this is everything they could be.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of created their own little like cinematic universe, because all three are interconnected, and like it's a trilogy, and like it was cool.
And then they did that one after that was like for the kids or whatever. Like, I don't think I ever watched too much of that, because I was like, I'm not really.
Remember that some of those early Gameras were made for. Like little
kids.
Oh,
they were hilarious.
Yeah,
like the knife
weird,
guy one.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so like that's like as a kid you like you draw the picture of a monster and it comes to life.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Like
it's
as if they decided that Godzilla wasn't kitty enough. Like we need something more kitty.
Yeah.
Flying turtle that a little boy can talk to.
And like I totally consider the Ultraman Johnny Sacco stuff, that's absolutely in the same thing. Which makes it all the weirder and disappointing that the new Netflix Ultraman show has no giant monsters or no giant Ultraman.
Right.
Is it an anime?
Yeah.
See, that seems like it'd be weird too, because you could do it, but like it was
and it's a direct action, right? It's a direct sequel series from the original TV show.
Oh, wow.
With the same characters, Hayata and Ito and all the same cast, like, you know. And they talk about how this happened and that happened. I won't go into all the details, but the entire series is then based off of an Ultraman suit. It's basically Iron Man.
Oh.
They've got an Iron Man suit and some like relative powers, but it's the suit that powers him up. And he, you know, fights like Iron Man with these man-sized alien creatures, and it's really a letdown because the way it is. I mean, it's not bad anime, I guess, but it's, you know, not Ultraman. It's Ultra Iron Man.
Right.
Ultra Iron.
Ultra
boring, actually. So there's that spoiler. Don't watch it.
So what is your favorite, and I can guess what you kind of said what yours was, like outside of like Godzilla, we'll assume Godzilla's the big guy in the room. So what offshoot kind of is your favorite series / character, like kaiju character series, like that's not, you know, Godzilla. Which
so
I mean,
wait, that's not in the Godzilla universe?
No, because like Rodan did his own thing, but he's part of it, and same thing with Ghidorah and Mothra, like they're kind of all into that same universe now, so.
So we're talking about creatures outside of Godzilla's universe. That would, I mean, other than Gamera?
Well, but I mean, there's Pacific Rim. I mean, it was Monstrous. I think that was Monstrous is pretty fun.
God, there's so many of them though.
Did you see Monstrous?
Last year, you had on your top 10 of the year. You had Primeval.
Primeval.
You really like that? I remember.
Bigfoot's not a. That's a biggie.
No.
I mean, unless he's a giant Bigfoot.
No, he's not a giant Bigfoot.
No, not Primeval. Damn it.
Oh, Rampage.
Rampage. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. That totally counts in there, too. God,
yeah, you were big into Rampage last year.
Absolutely. And those are great, great examples. I mean, there's so many. A favorite? I don't know. It's hard to say.
I forget. There's a good call on Clovey. I forget Clovey's
name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cloverfield's not only one of the best found footage movies, but it's also one of the best kaiju movies as well. It's kind of cool that those two fit together so well in that movie. One of the ones I wanted to mention too, and a lot of people consider the first one predates Godzilla by two decades even, is King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
So King Kong, a lot of people consider, so that's the 1930s, and you know, you're waiting until the 1950s until there's a Godzilla movie. So, you know, is King Kong movie?
I think King Kong, there's King Kong, Son of Kong, and then they did... Mighty Joe Young. He's baby kaiju, because he's only like, what, 15 feet tall, 20, yeah, he's not super big.
Right. And they were saying, too, that, you know, when Universal, I think Universal made King Kong to begin with, that, God, was it Japan first? Oh, God, my friend Cortland would be all over this, because he's, like, the guy for this. I swear to God, this guy I met at the Goblin Show in Salem, or where were we, Boston or something?
Mm-hmm.
He was standing outside of this Goblin Show. We were first in line, he was, and we were like second in line. And then we start talking, Nick. I was like, blah, blah, blah. And we started like matching notes, like I first did with Paul when I met him. And I was like, holy crap, this is a brother from another mother. He's also a social worker. And same thing. Oh, cool. It was so weird. And the guy must own literally like 100 different types, maybe more, of little Hedera action figures.
Oh,
like his favorite ones are like yellow and orange.
I didn't even know they made like. It's weird that he's become kind of a Dark Horse fan fave, because that was like, I saw it on TV as a kid and loved it, but like I never saw it until like a bootleg or something years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it. I think, did we get it from you? The Hedera?
We did.
Yep. VHS? Yeah.
Swamp Monster.
Anybody. But I know that, like, there was, like...
Smog Monster?
That's... there's, like...
He said Swamp Monster.
Korea maybe tried to do the... I can't remember how it goes, but... One of the other countries started to try to do these things and put them out there before Godzilla was actually ever made.
Oh, wow.
And, God, no, it was... Maybe it was Korea after Godzilla. They did Gorgo.
Oh,
that was like their version of Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Korea, I think.
Yeah, or it was Korean.
Is Mighty Peking Man a kaiju?
Yeah, of course it is.
Because I haven't seen it since we saw it in the theater. Like,
it's amazing.
Yeah. But I can tell you, like, as far as favorites, growing up, aside from the obvious Godzilla thing, like, growing up, Reptilicus was... like that one where I was like, oh, it was like just his tail, then it grew into, you know. But like, I rewatch it now, I'm like, oh, this is bad, you know. I mean, it's so,
but it's super early, so I mean, you gotta forgive it a lot of that kind of stuff,
absolutely,
right? It's corny,
yes.
The monster looks strange,
absolutely,
yeah.
And so, I like it for that reason, you know. And then, as you know, time went on, you know, again, I want to keep referring back to the Godzilla universe, because when I thought for a second, oh, I love Biollante. He's probably one of my favorite, but he's in the universe. So, I don't know the name of all of them from Pacific Rim, but some of them are so cool. Like, probably the final Category 5, like the Cthulhu one.
Yeah.
I mean, our Cthulhu kaiju. But whatever that one was, and that was a Category 5 at the end, was, like, just, I didn't think he got enough time in the movie, you know, so...
Well, it's definitely a movie where you wish you could see more of the... I mean, and it's probably good you don't see more of them, because it's, you know, movies that tend to do that kind of falter.
The original Pacific Rim?
Yeah. Second one sucked.
I didn't see the second one at all.
It was like for little kids, definitely. Yeah. And see, the thing, disappointing compared to the first one, but just on its own... It's the same with that 98 Broderick Zilla movie. If they just would have given it a different name and put it all on its own, like, they could have made Pacific Rim 2 call it just Uprising or something else. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to compare it to a masterpiece, you know.
Well, that's how I think about
it. But it was for kids.
I think that the Broderick one, I think that's a really good kaiju movie. It's just
I like
not a
it.
Good Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Well, and you go, well, yeah. That's an amazing kaiju movie.
I'm curious. They wanted to, you know, the sequel plans were to have another monster, obviously, for a fight, and I would have been curious as hell to see how that came together. I mean, they went about it, they're, you know, in a, okay, so well, Godzilla can't exist, we have to make it real. So how would Godzilla really be? And it's like, I get where they're trying to do, and it's, again, on its own, super interesting, and it makes, you know, it works. But, like, for it to be Godzilla, you just gotta go with it. It's like, it's just fucking Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't try to explain that, like, it's just fucking Godzilla. Like, that's why I like the new one works. It's because they're just, like, went fucking full gonzo. They're like, it's just a giant fucking monster, and it exists. Like, you don't know why, it just is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and, man, this... We've been waiting since, I mean, like, everybody, like, here has been counting the days, and I can't believe it's less than a week now.
Yeah.
That it's going to be here. And I'll tell you, man, like, going through Bloody Disgusting or something earlier, I saw they had the themes, the soundtrack themes for Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah. So on the way, you know, here, I'm, like, listening to those. It's beautiful, right? And then I came across a title that was a bit of a spoiler. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, no. Don't do it.
But I'll tell you what, if it is what it is, it sounds pretty damn exciting.
Huh. I'm curious, because they keep, like, the commercials, and they keep leaning into it, like, there's 17 of them, and I'm like, maybe they'll throw out there that there's, quote-unquote, 17 that they've found. Because supposedly, like, because if anybody follows their social media, like, they'll kind of point out, like, where some of them are, and people were kind of trying to figure it out, like, could that be King Caesar? Could that be, you know, this guy? Could that be this guy? Like, Mandy, the giant spider, and all these other ones. But they're not going to have that many in this. Like, could they literally just be, like, a crowd shot of a bunch of them, like, hey, everybody!
You never know, though.
Yeah.
You never know, yeah.
Yeah. In one of the Battle Royale type ones, which I think is the Strel Monsters, they have those, like, quick scenes.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, when they show Zilla for a second and you get killed. Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, you see, yeah. Like, five of them, yeah. You just see those,
like,
quick
the,
kind
the
of things. And maybe that's what they would do.
I,
right.
I think
right.
They might name them, but, like, Godzilla King Kong has to have something else to it. Because you're not going to watch. Cause,
right.
Like, because they're not going to kill Godzilla off, they're not going to kill King Kong off. So there has to be something for them to either battle to a middle ground or join forces or something. Like, they could bring Ghidra back.
Like, yeah.
Like you're expecting them all in, like, one, even in one frame. You know how, it's a kaiju orgy.
Yeah.
It's all asses.
Roar!
How do you blow your wad on King of the Monsters and just, like, okay, just Kong and Zilla?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like,
Well, I mean, and who knows? Because, like, they were talking about, like, that Kong is bigger than, like, so he would have grown, but...
And I'm interested to see how that happens.
I mean, you don't know how old he was in, because it was the 70s when King Kong happened, so you don't know what, he could have been adolescent still. And he just, I mean, that's a rough and tumble island. He could have just been really scarred from, he was the last of his kind.
And those, what do they call them on the island? The big creatures?
Skull crushers?
Oh, yeah. I can't, yeah.
Yeah, those are kind of creepy looking,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were kind of cool.
Oh, I wonder if they consider them kaijus in that universe.
They're all like, and you have to.
Yeah.
And
there's a giant octopus squid.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So King Kong already has, like, two other varieties other than, and the giant spider. Would you consider the giant spider?
Killing spider.
The big stick bug. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the big stick. He was nice.
Yeah, I was like,
They almost killed him.
Have you guys seen, so there's Mike Doherty, who's making King of Monsters, and he did, like, Trick or Treat stuff. I've seen two different articles, and one of them is he would like, you know, if there's a sequel he gets to do, he wants to, like, have Gigan in it, and he wants to get into the deeper cuts of the Godzilla stuff. But he also, the weirder one...
I heard this.
See, is the weirder, like, idea is to have a, I guess, a prequel, but, like, Godzilla back in the past, like, kind of at the dawn of mankind and stuff, and how, like, man kind of dealt with him and all of that, which would be weird and super interesting.
That would be crazy.
That would be interesting.
And again, like, you could have, like, I don't know that it would do well. Like, it's one of those things where it'd almost be better in an animated film, but, like, have him in his first battles with Ghidra. Like, that's what, you know, because obviously they must have fought before, and he whooped him and...
I don't know if it would be better animated. It might do better unless...
That's my thing, is that's why I just don't know if that's a movie people want to go out and see. When like, it sounds great to us, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, like,
our... Did you guys... Do you remember the 70s animated Godzilla cartoon?
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yep.
Godzuki
yep.
was the comedy relief.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Where yeah. Where he solved crimes. Min, yeah.
I hated Min,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrible. I hate it. It makes me still to this day.
Wah, 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 like his little, like, rings.
And then he steps out of his tail and he breathes fire for real. Yeah. Or whatever. That was actually really cool. But I hated that. It's like, shoot it. Kill it.
Kill the fire.
I saw a reference for the new one that there's something along the lines of the twins, but they wouldn't reveal what it was, so I'm real curious what that is. Oh, again, yeah. That's almost, even for this world, it's too weird.
Yeah.
Like little tiny, tiny fairy girls.
That's one of the things that's interesting about the whole universe, again, is the idea that Mothra's created to protect Earth.
Yeah.
A moth. Out of all creatures...
Well, there's a bunch of other weird...
Somebody, quick, get the giant light bulb out.
Well, like, all of Caesar only protects, like, he's there to protect a family.
Yeah,
like,
a family.
He protects, he fights, but I mean, like, he's the family protector.
Right.
I just have another weirdo kaiju, and that's the Daimajin trilogy.
Yes.
Those mm-hmm. are pretty cool.
Those are really rad.
He just doesn't... It's a trilogy in that they made three films, but there's no real connection.
No, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But I mean, they look really good. They're like an Akira Kurosawa.
Oh, and
Gaiju.
He's Gaiju. Great. He's a great figure. Like, and he does a little like hand wave where it's like, oh, I'm mad now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's great. Like, yeah, because they're totally like samurai movies with a giant fucking monstrous statue.
Right.
Have you seen? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Those are just super fun.
And when, you know, I was watching that documentary, and, you know, they're going all over the map, but they're trying to hit everything possible. So, you know, they're listing things like Them.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess technically, I mean, the giant monster movies, yeah. But yeah.
Other strange ones like Troll Hunter, the huge trolls. Yeah. And then you have Super 8, the big alien.
Oh, yeah.
Those were fun. I like that one. That was fun.
Yeah, I guess the giant aliens. Yeah, I guess Ghidorah's an alien.
Yeah.
Like that's a good call on Super 8. Yeah, and Colossal. That was kind of a more recent one.
Oh, is that the one I was thinking of then? Yeah.
Was that the comedy?
And I kept calling it Monstrous. Yes. Colossal. Yeah. Oh. I kept calling. Yeah. I called it by the wrong damn name. But yeah. No, that's a super Colossal, weird one.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like connected to it.
And it's and much
she's
better
like,
than
the dance moves and the monsters like.
Yeah, it's much better than I thought though.
Like,
yeah.
Story.
Yeah, it's misleading. The trailer's misleading. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's much
well, it's,
different
it's
than that.
It's funny, but it's not like it's black
it's
comedy.
Dark too.
But yeah, it gets
yeah.
real dark.
Yeah,
because like yeah,
it's darker than the trailer makes you.
Oh
think.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what they're worried with. Absolutely. I mean, parenthetically saying they're worried about Brightburn. Is that people are going to go because they keep like selling James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy and keep like and they're like yeah no
yeah
don't.
There's nothing he's not I watched it he's not a superhero. No. Nothing heroic about him.
Well,
it's exactly what you've heard it is. And right. Some. There's no kaiju in it.
could he beat up Ghidra?
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
You know, like, ultimately, yeah. You know. I mean, he's a human-sized kid, right? Yeah. You know this, right? And so he's got all. It's like Superman.
Yeah.
So right. Yeah, it's good.
Who'd win a fight, him or Firestarter?
Firestarter?
Did you ever read Firestarter?
Uh-uh.
She's awesome. Because that's why I fucking loved it. See, I derailed this. I'm sorry.
You remember the movie.
But
Drew
like,
Barrymore, Stephen
oh,
King.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking something else.
No.
Like Firestar from Spider-Man.
No. I fucking love the book because they kind of reference how powerful she is and that they're concerned were she to lose control, she could crack the Earth in half. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I thought you meant total Spider-Man hero Firestar.
I meant the hit single Firestarter.
I thought
could
of that too,
be
of
could
course.
That be him? I'm like, this song, you win.
I mean, It's fucking Superman.
Yeah, I'm
evil fucking Superman.
I'm anxious to see it.
Yeah, and well, I won't go there, but I'll just say, man, it's don't take your kids. it's gory as fuck, and I loved it. I mean, yeah. So Colossal, that was another, and that was good.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'll take Rampage over that. You know, Rampage is just more straight fun. You know, you've got your three big monsters and, you know, a good fucking big-ass ape. You know, so that's cool like that.
Can't be a big-ass ape.
A good fucking...
a good fucking big-ass ape.
That's actually the sequel for the King Kong movie.
King Kong,
good fucking big-ass ape.
And I've spoken with two guys that have seen the new Godzilla movie. My friend Cortland, who got free passes for him and his brother went to go see it the other day, and Cleve Hall, who you know, went like almost 3 weeks ago or something. They had a big thing. Did you see it in Hollywood?
Oh, at the Cinerama.
Mm-hmm. The big head popping out. Yeah, he saw it there. They had a guy in the costume and everything.
That's cool.
You know, walking around, and both of them, being complete kaiju aficionados, said it's the best kaiju monster movie ever done.
Wow.
And it's done for people who love Godzilla, and they didn't spoil a thing. You know, we already know everything. But people were bugging them. Like, I was reading the threads, and there was no getting around that there was not going to be any spoilers. So, but this fucking song title on the soundtrack makes me just like, immediately, and then when I listened to it, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Huh.
And now,
adorable.
I mean, do you want me?
No,
I don't. No.
I can't even talk. I can't talk about anything I love right now because people are like. I mean, I was lucky not to have Endgame spoiled. I am.
You are super lucky about GOT.
I'm two fucking episodes away.
I'm just telling you,
two episodes.
What, you haven't seen the end of that yet?
Wah, wah, wah!
No. Do not tell him about Jon Snow. There's a guy named Jon Snow in it. I'm sorry, I spoke.
Mecha Jon Snow.
Mecha.
He has to have a final battle with Mecha Jon Snow.
Yes!
Made from his own DNA. And a robot.
And he has the powers of Superman. Super Snow.
Oh, you know what was he fights Brightburn. Another good score was Shin Godzilla. That was one of my favorites.
I still have not seen that.
Oh,
he looks so dumb. I mean, I want to know. So dumb.
So dumb.
So good. His tail is like 300 feet long. It's stupid.
It is.
There's reasons for it, too.
Yeah.
There's not a good reason for it.
No, there's a genetic reason for it. You'd have to watch it.
It's so I could use a tool. You could go helicopter.
No,
flyaway.
It's so good.
It is so good.
In
the
I will say, in the kaiju universe, it's in my top five, probably.
Yeah.
It's really so great.
Because the thing that I always was curious about was, like, the bureaucracy, what happens to a city when fucking Godzilla attacks? That's what this movie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it didn't bother me that it was, like, a little bit less monster and a little bit more bureaucracy. I was like, well, that's cool. I'd like to see something different.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah,
I love how it is. It's just an amazing film all over the place.
Super fun. Super fun.
I agree.
Yep. I love all of his different stages, especially the googly eyes.
The googly eyes.
Yeah, that's what I think is freaking.
It's just so fun. Because that's just it. I mean, it's like this universally iconic character, like Batman
in its own way.
You can do Adam West Batman, stupid Clooney. You could do all the iterations. But same with Godzilla. I mean, you can, and they did that so well.
Yeah.
So well. In that. By the time that you see the difference in the actual, you know,
the larva stage up to,
like the most evolved stage they showed us, because you know there was plans for another one, but they're not doing it now. They're actually gonna wait until the license runs out for. You heard this already, so and then they're gonna start their own version, of their, what do they call it, the story arc. So, but. By the time he got and you see his how he is, my jaw dropped, and I was just like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah. And the destruction power of that Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
The magnitude of what he can do, you're like, what the fudge?
Yeah.
It's like
Bruce Lee Godzilla.
I forget it exists, frankly. And that, like, I got Shudder and I barely even fucking used it, and now Mandy had gotten HBO, like, because there was a couple things she wanted to see on it, and I'm just trying to fucking get through Game of Thrones.
Right.
Well, Godzilla's not in Game of Thrones.
No,
not at all. Well, kind of. There are dragons.
Great. Yeah. Six seasons in, nobody said that.
No. Did you know there were dragons in it?
Two from the end. He closed his eyes a lot.
I started at the end and worked back. I don't know how it started.
I saw this funny... Oh, wait, I can't even talk about the meme.
Yeah, like, I will straight cry.
No meme.
Because, like...
Well, after it's done, I'll share this funny thing.
Like,
about
it's funny. I don't even know what the Christ happens in Walking Dead. Like, yeah, we'll watch it at some point, but
that's
like,
not.
Like I assume they're still zombies.
Walkers. That's, you know.
Strider, where did you leave off?
We haven't watched the last season. P.S. Since I'm gonna keep derailing this. I tried to share with you and original Paul, not extra crispy. the
Paulina.
The most ridiculous thing I'd ever
that
seen.
That new Coke.
It was Crocs that are licensed for Kiss.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Like, I got like three pair. Yeah.
I said woo noise.
I saw that and I was like, what the hell? Like literally, they'll sponsor license anything.
Like, did you know that it's the 40th anniversary of Dynasty? 40 years ago that came out.
That is weird. When albums from a band are getting that age.
Weirdly, crazy. As soon as you said it, I thought you meant the show. To be honest, I was like, I can't picture you watching Dynasty.
Yeah, actually, I watched it like all the time.
Did you really?
Fuck no, I didn't watch that show. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even think I am weird.
Well, I would have thought you thought Kiss was going to show up at some point.
But like, I always thought of them when I saw that show advertised. I'd be like, but no, 40 years, man. Wow. 40 years. Wow. And chart-wise, that contained their biggest bona fide chart single hit.
Yeah.
That and Beth, and I Was Made for Loving You.
I was about to jokingly say that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Which derailed them from everybody's radar. Like, it became their hugest hit, and then suddenly, it just, all the real fans were like, eh. And then Unmasked came out, and everybody else that liked the disco shit were like, nah. Yeah, we like one song because we're pop fans. So. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, that has nothing to do, except that was the tour that Gene Simmons had a Godzilla suit.
Oh.
He actually wore Godzilla feet, and it was like a Godzilla suit.
Oh, I remember
suit.
That.
But cool. He didn't have a tail.
Right.
I mean...
Should have had a tail.
I don't know how easy that would have been to kind of rock and roll with a giant tail. Like, yeah, like I can't get around.
Are you kidding? That would have been great. He has a lizard tongue.
Fuck. Right. True. And he starts to blow fire and trips on the tail. And
yeah.
Fire everywhere.
Oh my God! No, that would have been
weird. Cords anymore? I guess it would be a.
Yeah, he should have had a tail. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, getting back on the kaiju subject, like
kaiju soja.
Yes, soja. So, like, if you're watching, are you watching dubbed or are you watching original versions?
Oh, dubbed. The dubbing is
when
often
I was a kid. I watched
dub,
like
it is funny.
I watched the. Like the original, like now, because it's weird because like how different they are. Just like seeing like the original Godzilla to the Americanized one, it's like, oh, this is way different.
Well, one reason for the dubbing is the times when they don't get a child to do the child's voice. It's just an adult going, "Hey, oh my gosh, it's Godzilla!" You're like, excellent.
What?
That's what I wanted. 34-year-old accountant who. Needs some money and he's gonna play Billy.
It's always just funny their interpretations of American military and stuff, and just like it's always like these in some vague room, and they're all like these military brass. Like, what do I do next? Shoot the missiles!
Hi, 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 hi.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys have a favorite era for... Since, I mean, it's really Godzilla and his friends, but do you guys have a favorite era? Mine was the 90s for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Godzilla, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
90s. Like, hands down.
Started with, what was it? Was it Godzilla vs. Biollante? That was the first one back? No, I think it was before that.
The Space Godzilla?
Maybe so. No, I mean
it seems as like Mechagodzilla, like the second Mechagodzilla one,
let's
right?
See.
Is the beginning of that era.
Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, maybe. Versus Mechagodzilla, then Mechagodzilla 2. Yeah, all of those, actually. And that's, I loved when they started bringing in the newer monsters like Biollante and Megaguirus was another one. That I was just like, I think a giant wasp-looking monster or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Megaguirus.
Okay, yeah, so it's the Heisei period, and it was, 84 was Return of Godzilla, which must be Godzilla 84.
Yeah, which was pretty
I loved it, but I've never seen the original version.
Right.
Because the ending always, I didn't bum me the hell out. Like, it's so sad. Like, it's just so sad. And then... blah blah. Return of Godzilla was released in 84, and then Godzilla as a direct predecessor to Godzilla vs. Biollante in 89, and then it went to King Ghidorah, and then from there, like it went, and it drops a bunch of them. Like it doesn't mention a bunch of them, but yeah, so it went there. And Mothra had like a trilogy in that era,
right?
And then so
that was a good trilogy too.
Yeah, it was good.
One of the better ones from... Well, yeah, that's the era. I mean, that's really the era. And there is all-out monsters attack. That's a weird one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got... I think it's got Anguirus in it. And I can't remember who else. But it's weird in its own way that Godzilla is possessed by the souls of dead soldiers from World War II, I think, or World War One. And it's the only one where you'll see Godzilla's eyes are completely white, like freaking possessed. And the whole premise is like fucking crazy, and he is decidedly the bad guy in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. And so, and he's got... I've got monster mush on the brain, so I can't remember this. But I think they actually have Ghidorah come to fight him as a good guy.
This is
All Out Monsters Attack.
I'm remembering it a little bit.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's really killer. You know,
because when you said Ghidorah as the good one, now I do kind of remember it a little bit.
Yeah, it's. It's one of those.
Weird. So the Heisei is Return of Godzilla, Biollante, King Ghidorah, Mothra, Mechagodzilla 2, Space Godzilla, and Destoroyah. And Destoroyah's. Space Godzilla and Destoroyah are both pretty bomb.
Yeah.
Giant monsters all
at
a time.
But yeah, like,
yeah,
it go.
2001.
Yeah, weird. So within that, too, there's Return of Godzilla, the Godzilla series, then Gamera Guardian Universe series, and Rebirth of Mothra series.
That's it, Rebirth of Mothra. And, like, those are all right or whatever, but it's really just... I don't think that there's other creatures that Mothra's really fighting, is there?
Yeah, Batra.
Oh, yeah, White. Batra.
Batra.
It was a pretty creepy version.
Batra toy, and you press the button and it screeched.
Ah.
Yeah.
I really liked the
good call.
Main Gamera villain, who kind of reminds you of a bat a little bit. Triangle head?
Yes.
That was a cool villain.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy. Yeah. Actually, and that was... They didn't do it with Legion or Iris. Those were original. But the first Guardian of the Universe, those were revamped from the old
right.
ones. Gamera versus Gaios was one of the very first ones. And boy, did they look stupid to begin with.
Right.
But, like, those 90s ones, man, that just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And weren't they were like little in the 90s ones. There was like
they,
three of them
were,
or something.
They were little, but somehow they were
big.
They get big,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting bigger.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they did
And I love, I know what
But Gamera had a recent one too, right? There's like a more recent Gamera one.
I'm going to look him up.
We were just talking, we watched the trailer for it.
There was one that, but I don't know if it was a real movie, like where it was kind of, let's see, so Gamera, Baragon was one of the guys. Gamera Invincible, Gamera 4 Truth.
What?
Gamera 4 Truth. The hell is that? Gamera's really not a turtle.
Truth is just a guy dressed up like a turtle.
It's actually just a lizard with a house on him.
Yeah, that's it. Giant monsters all over.
Reboot in March 2014. Anime News said they're going to reboot him. Blah, blah. They haven't done anything. How much are complete and rendered? Oh, wait. Here's the movies. So let's see what they say. Gamera the Brave was 2006.
That's not the one I'm talking
about. Second reboot of the Gamera film series and the first one where Gamera is not the main character. Film instead focuses on his son named Toto.
Toto. Nice.
Dad, can I take the shell? No! Go mow the lawn!
Yeah, in that one, in All Monsters Attack, it says, the legend of the guardian monsters, Baragon, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, must be awakened before Godzilla destroys Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Like, anyway, I would just say that one was like... Because that was at the time, too, like, when those movies were coming out, going to conventions, it was like... I didn't know what was coming out. I just show up there and be like, a new Godzilla movie. And I... For a while there, at 10 or 20 bucks a pop for these copies,
yeah,
right.
I'd be like, fuck, man, which one do I want to get? And people would be like, oh, you should check this one. And it ended up being like, God, I want all of them.
Yeah.
All of them home. But that one was one that like really stuck with me, that one. And then, and as cool as like the Ghidorah ones were, like, it just still was, I wanted new monsters.
Sure.
You wanted to see something just different. And that's when, like, they get brought in Space Godzilla,
yeah.
Which just was an evil-sounding... I was really afraid for Godzilla in that. And Destoroyah was, like, the saddest ending possible. Just, like... Damon, my son, was very little, and when I first showed that to him, and he fucking cried at the end, watching the meltdown. Just, like, and I was like, ah! You fucking meatball. I kept rewinding it and showing it to him again and again.
I remember really loving Megalon when it came out. He had Gigan in it and their version of Ultraman, Jaguar.
Yes!
Finally, yeah. It's Ultraman in a Godzilla movie.
Gigan is totally the Godzilla series' Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Where he's never a main character. He's always just like a plus one, like, hey, thanks for inviting me. And they're like, oh, it's you again.
It's you.
Hey!
Gigan?
Yeah. He's my favorite. I fucking love Gigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's pretty rad.
Mecha Gigan from Final War.
Which is funny because, like, it's not cyborg, but he's already a robot, basically.
He's an alien creature with robotic parts, he's half and half. But in Final Wars, he's definitely a robot monster.
Right, definitely. Right.
And Final Wars is another one of those, too, where it's just, like, totally so crazy. Oh, did you say that you didn't like that one?
No. Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
No, where it's like, no.
Yeah.
Where they have Zilla in it for, like, 3 seconds to get killed. The show's like, yeah, that's how much you hate him. Like,
Kung Fu fights on Godzilla's
back. Yeah, oh, God. No. I'm not a fan of that director, though. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because he did Versus, right?
Yeah, he did Versus and Alive.
Midnight Meat Train.
Did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he?
Pretty sure.
He got good, then.
Okay.
I mean, Versus just wasn't my jam.
The wrong.
Yeah, and that's funny because I like that movie.
I like Alive a lot.
Alive?
Yeah, he did a movie called Alive, I think, too.
Not that one.
Well, certainly no, not that one.
Crazy puppy paws up there.
Our own little kaijus.
Your own kaijus.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, Kitamura. And he also did, what the fuck, yeah, he did Alive, and then he did, Sky High with Kurt Russell.
Oh, wow, that's actually really good. So
Final
I like
Wars, The Midnight Meat Train, and one of my favorite ones, No One Lives.
No, his Sky High is based on a comic book. It's a different thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know nothing.
If you look at the comic
it's a TV series.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's like right. a manga.
Yeah, I didn't know, but I was like, holy shit.
Something in Nightmare Cinema, the new, the new anthology movie coming out.
I always loved the music for Smaug Monster. Because it has the classics, plus it has all the crazy, like, the metal hippie stuff. Yeah.
That was funny. They're all
Where
it gets all... Iron Butterfly on
I don't
that.
Remember that.
You're like, why? It's tripping me out.
Wait a second.
It's been a minute since I've seen that one.
Yeah, and that was the first one where I thought Godzilla's fucked.
Well, because it was just messed up because he'd like be like, I'm just strolling through town.
Him and then like his hand would come out smoking and the other creature was like, I'm just a big old turd, dude.
All of them kind of freaked out. Like,
you can't punch a turd.
Like, poor Anguirus would get his mouth and, like, try tearing it open, and you see, like, green blood pouring
out.
Yeah. Like, oh, bro! And, like, Godzilla would be bleeding and stuff. Yeah. And you're like, no!
Anguirus was always, like, you know, the kid that wasn't good in gym class. They would always get, like, beat up at the end.
He was his Robin. He was like, hey! I'm
here.
Hey,
he's like,
bro,
go
home. You can't do anything except for like the one where he and like they were batting somebody around and he was using his tail to bat somebody and I can't remember who it was.
And isn't it in one of the movies maybe. Where he like flies as a spiky ball?
Oh god.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that that's his superpower.
right.
Spiky ball. Power.
I'm a spiky ball.
Yeah.
So he's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God, wait, though. What? I'm just trying to think. Okay, so you didn't like Final Wars.
No, and I didn't like Godzilla 2000.
Yeah, and me neither.
So Susie hit the 2000s.
Godzilla 2000, isn't that the one with the big, weird monster? Like,
it was a UFO, I remember, and it was just painfully boring.
It was a UFO,
boring.
And it changed into, like, a monster.
Yeah.
That was
pretty...
And then didn't care for that one. I'll watch Broderickzilla before I watch that again, ever. But, yeah.
Blobby.
Oh, that's what King Kong Escapes.
Oh, God, those are...
With the weird mechanical.
Oh, God, yeah.
I remember seeing that on TV.
Those fall into the category
he
where
cute,
the
though.
Posters are better than the movie.
right.
Like full moon movies.
Yeah.
Like, cool poster.
They made the De Laurentiis King Kong look amazing. It was so good.
Yeah.
Bad.
Absolutely, yeah. I didn't even like that King Kong in the first Kong versus Godzilla one.
Yeah.
The face was all just like... Who made this? Like,
they found
somebody with
a
like
swirl and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, his whole face was like, "Huh?" Like he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. Even the Shaw Brothers, Mighty King Man looked better than that King Kong.
Yeah, I'm. Cue the winged serpent falls into that too.
I guess it's a giant monster.
Reptilicus.
Well, I guess then you can get into all the stop-motion Harryhausen ones.
I mean...
20,000 years to... Or whatever.
Yeah.
20 million... I can't remember what it is, but yeah.
Bunch of years to Earth.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of years to Earth.
Big water monster guy stomping around.
Yeah. And then, you have Attack of the Gila Monster, which is one of those movies that's always paired with Attack of the Killer Shrews.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a big Gila monster.
Literally,
like with a set. Oh, there's a giant!
Hey, look out!
But have you heard of Space Amoeba?
No.
Space Amoeba, the story of extraterrestrial amoeba-like aliens that hijack a probe and after crash landing on a small Pacific island, create gigantic monsters from native life forms like a cuttlefish, a stone crab, and a matamata. And what an amazing poster it has. Yes. If you just take a look at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Space Amoeba.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have never heard of it.
That's amazing.
I was just looking over this list and like, well this guy looks like Gamera, who's like flying through the air.
Ooh. Toho made Green Slime.
Yeah, Green Slime's so good.
Green Slime is an amazing movie, but I'm not quite sure he falls under Kaiju.
No, because they're just little alien dudes.
Yeah.
Would The Mist?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's my favorite giant one at the end, where they're like, after it shoots itself.
Yeah.
Where, if you don't know,
I mean, because the whole idea is that these other monsters that are attacking the thing, those are just like the fleas on what's really coming.
Yes.
So when you see what it really is at the end, you're like, oh God, oh fudge.
Yeah.
But see, that's probably just like a giant elephant, like, I'm just really big.
Hey, everybody.
Giant tick or something.
I have a feeling it's not. Just because, but no, that's such a good one though.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah,
man,
that's a great movie.
That really is. That's something that needs to go on tonight, probably.
That's another series that didn't have any monsters. Really.
Oh God, that series was so terrible. Like literally one of the worst TV series I've ever seen.
Absolutely,
like hands down.
What the fuck?
Disappointment.
Right? When it's like, I'm gonna outthink everybody. We're gonna have. It's really good at being missed, and the mist is going to be whatever you fear, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
And then there's like a weird, isn't there like an, there's this related, like, God, oh, it's a false rape, and like, hangs over the whole series. Yeah, yeah, it's just weird. I was like, I was trying to think of like, is there an incest thing or something? I don't know, the whole thing is just.
Well, now that we're talking about Stephen King, the original It has a kaiju in it.
What, Paul Bunyan?
No, at the very end.
Oh, well, it's because Paul Bunyan comes to life in the book, and I'm like,
no, not Paul in the Bunyan? Book.
Yeah, no, I guess
the giant crab thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Space spider.
That's but that's not a giant. That's more along Mighty Joe Young size.
All right.
So I mean, it could be
compared to like normal spiders.
Yeah, but not as big as the big spider in Kong Skull Island.
I guess he could be, because Pennywise is just like a fraction of what it is, so I guess it could technically be as big as whatever. Yeah. Relatively speaking, I would just imagine like the more of it uses, it's small, like the less, the more at risk it is.
It doesn't fit in your blueprint of kaiju.
Well, then, are the Oliphants from Lord of the Rings kaijus? Mm-hmm. Giant Oliphant.
Yeehaw. Yeah. What about the tree dudes?
I guess they could be giant.
Ants?
Oh, yeah,
ants.
Mm. Okay, so it's like, okay, we're making a really broad spectrum. One of my favorite movies from when I was a kid was The Seven Faces of Dr. Lao. And he's got, like, this little fish in a bowl. But if you get him, like, outside of the bowl, he turns into Nessie, which is, like, this giant claymation, like, creature. And he's amazing. That movie is fun.
What about my Uncle Lou on Really Big Stilts?
Never Ending Story. The big hairy dog thing.
That's a good one, though. That's a very good one.
I love that movie.
Good job, Paulina.
The Luck Dragon.
I
can't think of his name. From Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go for a ride!
That's my impression of Mrs. Mason the whole movie.
Come on!
Dude, I gotta go home.
Come on! Let's go for a ride!
Stuffed animal of him. What is his name?
All your friends are dying into nothing! Hooray!
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
The nothing.
War of the Gargantuans. Oh, that's another one, too. Yongari, Monster from the Deep. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, Yongari. I mean, Yongari.
Throughout the Valley of the Guanji.
Oh, yeah.
And they're basically dinosaurs, but in that context, they're kind of kaiju-y.
Yeah, well, when the guy, like I said, the documentary, what they were doing, too, were any dinosaur that's in modern time, then
it's
also kaiju, when you think about it.
No, it didn't mean a fish.
I went, all right, I guess so.
Yeah.
Then especially if they, kaiju movie.
Especially if they have cyborg powers.
Only if they have
some. Oh my god, what if it was a Terminator Jurassic Park crossover? Like the Terminators came back as giant T-Rexes.
This seems like a mistake! Okay, be kind of like tiny arms, I can't get you!
whatever. Have you guys seen What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show?
Oh, no.
I have
no.
to get, because there's a Babadook in an episode, like the episode we watched yesterday. It's not really him, but they ask him, I guess, they're like, are you the Babadook? And he looks like the Babadook. It's the orgy episode. It's amazing.
No, I haven't seen that. The movie's really good, though.
It's so, so good. And it embraces so much of the movie. Like, it's in that universe.
Yeah.
Technically, and there's a werewolf battle episode, and it's so good. It's so, so good. And they're still, I think, doing a sequel to the movie, maybe?
Yeah.
Because I know they're going to do one about the werewolves. But
yeah, that's what I heard, yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. And isn't the director of that...
Taika Waititi?
Who?
Taika Waititi? I don't know how to pronounce his name, but Taika?
Is the rock guy. He did Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And he plays the big rock guy. What's his
name? Dude.
Oh, Korg.
Yeah.
Korg? Korg.
I thought you said Porg. I like porgs. She's too. Got... Yeah, I was like, you said Porg.
I'm a Porg fanatic.
Are Porgs little kaijus? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What if the new Star Wars has a Porg Jedi?
That would be amazing!
Oh my god.
I would probably have all the toys. There's three of them in my car right now.
Yeah. Actually, there are. Anyway. Korg. Yeah, that's the director of What We Do in the Shadows.
Like, we're gonna jump in this giant spaceship. You wanna come? He's carrying around Meek, and he's like, oh yeah, Meek's dead. Poor Meek.
I served the Lords of Chaos because I just kept derailing us for this episode, so whatever.
So what then creatures in the Hellboy universe are considered kaiju?
Oh, hey.
A lot of
because
them.
Because in the movie, and what is it?
Flower creature.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He's cool. And very sad when he died. Flower stuff everywhere.
I mean, in the comics and stuff, there was kind of... Well, I mean, shit. The comics, if you consider BPRD, like, there's tons and tons and tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they finally get one of the Ugdra Jihad on Earth, and that, like, keeps spawning babies that are ginormous, so...
Did you ever watch the movie, the new one?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, it's just like night and day.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was great, man. I mean, but see, and it's funny because I mean, obviously, we have differing opinions on whatever. I'm like really super easy to please on certain things, and then like other things, I'm like, oh no, like just. But this was definitely like not like the other ones, and good for that reason. Not even trying to be like the other ones. In my perception, it was like something, just another iteration. It was just another whatever, and. Really cool because it like had just a ton of monsters through the whole damn thing, and it was like really well made. Like I think some of the CG in that movie, it looks better than that fucking Terminator shit. That new Terminator, did you see that yet?
No, I haven't seen the trailer for it yet.
Man, it's like is this worse than the first movie? That didn't have any CG. give me rubber Arnold face any day over these like. There's a new super Terminator. Like, fuck off already. But I have hope.
The Terminator's one bad mother.
I have hope, though, because it's Tim Miller, the Deadpool director, and I'm like, it might be okay. I'll go see it. Like, you know, what the hell? Give me some creatures and monsters, Kaiju Terminator, you know. Hey.
There you go.
That's the next thing.
Terminator.
So what? Why you just decided to just you don't want to go see it because you just like not interested?
I didn't like kind of the how they went about it. Everything I saw
politics
does not attract me to it. Like
for them going on about how it's much more closer to the comics, and then one of the main characters that's in it, they totally changed who, like, everything they showed, they changed him completely. And so I just, like, I couldn't get into that. Daimo, like, the whole thing about him being, like, what he is he kept it hidden because he couldn't let people find out. And in the movie, he's, everybody's like, come on, turn into a jaguar! It's like, well, no, that was, he's not supposed, okay. So, I just couldn't do it. Because I adore the comics. Like, I adore, like, the comics. And because I just finished BPRD, like, a little while ago. I gotta finish Abe Sapien, and then I'm finally done.
For the record, though, that is kind of how he is in the movie. But I'm just gonna say, like, he didn't, you know, that's.
Who took over as director?
Neil Marshall. The Descent.
He's pretty badass.
He is badass. It's a fucking monster mash, dude. Right. I mean, that's like...
I mean, he's really only known for action, but isn't that all you need in a Hellboy? He's not really a good, great storyteller, but... Yeah, let him do action. He's a great action director. Let him do that.
If, like, I'm connected to you in that way, I totally respect you. And so when you have...
He's lying.
And
when people start off by saying that,
no,
it's
just
lie.
Because...
Excuse me for sex.
It's your thing, like, about that, like, when people will, I'm part of a variety of different yes groups online, okay? There's some that are like, you know, one camp over here that's like, oh, it's just John Anderson, yes, and like, but a lot of people will say, like, you know, they fucking hate this or they hate that because of... But I have this, like, certain regard, you know, to, you know, the core unit that was created and persisted with different members based off of, you know, Chris Squire mm-hmm. being in the band. And the band continues on, that version, even after he died, because he said, I'm going to die. Can we please have this guy take my spot? Because we've worked with... Anyway, so... In that respect, like, when people are like, oh, I'm not going to do that, you know, or they feel a certain way, it's like, you know, I like it because of this, you know, and I have, you know, history, and so I have some politics involved, and so when other people, I won't get into that, because that's a whole different conversation. There's no kaiju in yes, except there's a monster bass player, but I'll just say... When people have that kind of love or regard for something, it's like, totally get it, and you don't want to do a certain thing. And that's kind of how I felt when they... See, I've been going into it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go that way, because this is not prog rock talk.
Prog talk. Progcast.
Go on for hours for progcast.
Yeah,
progcast.
You and I both would go on. Did you get your tickets yet?
No.
Oh, you should, though.
I might.
Yeah, you should.
I like the Jeff Tate. Yes, better than the Chris DeGarbo. Yes.
Yes? What? You're stupid. Oh, yes, right. You gotta get your tickets to the Prog Fest.
Let's get back to the podcast that we're doing, though.
It'll be a monster show.
23 hours of smooth hits.
And there's only one song.
Of 23.
With 100, anyway, with 1,000 hands.
Ooh, I did that.
He went there.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I'm, and I totally get that. I'm very myopic about the Hellboy. It was not my, and I mean, like,
it's not your jam.
It is. It's just A to Z. I mean, I think it's just one of those things, too, that, and it's not Neil Marshall's fault, like, obviously, but it's, you know, it's, I think it's a drag that how they did it, and that definitely left a bad taste in my mouth, in that, like, they're kind of like, cool, Guillermo, yeah, we're going to do something else. And it's like, but we have, like, everybody's on board, we have, like, you know, we just got to get a budget together for this, like, a third one. He's like, yeah, no, we're going to do it different, where it's going to be, quote-unquote, closer to the comic. And it's like, but, okay. Because it's kind of like, just fucking finish that. In whatever way... Let the people that started it finish it, and then fucking do something else with it. Then, like, literally, like, they have so many stories with Hellboy, go do something else with Hellboy. Like, and make a cool series. like, seeing the Tick now, like, what they do with the Tick, like, if they could figure out ways to do it, like, it'd make a hell of a series. I still think they should do a BPRD, like, animated series. Like, I think it'd be amazing. But whatever.
I feel you. Absolutely. And, I mean, only serious love for Del Toro. And the whole, and both of those movies, like, Hellboy 1, the Del Toro, will be always on one of my all-time favorite comfort movies. I could just, you know, it's just always there. Every time I see the DVD, like, you know, the big box of it.
Yeah.
Like, I always think, like, oh, I just want to pick it up. I own it. But, like, I still want to pick it up. Just like, I haven't seen it. Because it's like that. It brings me comfort.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just still, like, after I saw the reboot, and then I went home and I looked, I started watching the original, I was like, oh, this is, it's so different.
Yeah.
Like, this, in the movie, as I'm looking, is like, that's the guy in the movie. And Perlman is his own.
Yeah.
So it's just a totally different thing. It's like listening to Dynasty versus Destroyer.
I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff, because, like, the new one.
Or Dynasty versus Dallas.
Dun, dun. And nobody complained when JR got shot or it was a dream, right?
Right.
But Game of Thrones? I mean, at the end,
it's
when
a dream.
Superman kills everybody? No, I'm sorry, Brightburn.
Not like, hey, you, my name's Brightburn. Joey Brightburn. Yeah, so next week will be fun, like, with the new Godzilla coming out. Like, hopefully it does well. Everybody excited. We get more and more. Because that'll suck if it tanks, and they're like, yeah. Oh, well, actually, shit. No matter what, we're getting King Kong versus Godzilla, because they're already pretty much done
with
the fucking
movie.
There's
no way it's going to tank. The first one didn't tank. It did so well. But
I never put trust in what people go see. I just don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shit people go see, like, and see in droves, I just don't trust it.
This is gonna go on for another good 3, 5, 6 years, and then it's probably gonna be like something else. But Japan will take it back. We're always gonna have a Godzilla somewhere.
Do they have like an X amount of movies that they're doing?
Well, so far it's only this one. Like, Godzilla is wrapped. That's done.
So what you're saying is whether they're made in America or they're made in Japan, Godzilla still lives in your heart. That's the important thing.
That's not at all
what I said.
Oh. But
it's true. See, but if he's made in Japan, he's going to have high tax tariffs. So we may not get Godzilla imported to
us. If he's made in America, he's just going to get really
fall apart.
Really heavy from eating McDonald's all the time.
Okay, here's a good question. Made in Japan, Deep Purple, or Made in Japan, Iron Maiden? What about that? Huh? What about that? Sorry, I'm just kidding. But no, which one?
Deep Purple. It's a better album.
And you?
I mean, fucking no.
Just say Iron Maiden. Because Eddie. Is Eddie a kaiju?
AC/DC.
Is Eddie a kaiju?
And he could be. He's whatever he wants.
He's pretty big. And he gets pretty large sometimes.
He lives inside of all of us, so he could be whatever.
Like the mist.
Yeah.
They don't like the mist. I can hear them angry about that series. Right? That series sucked, man. Anyway, yeah, totally excited. Totally excited. We don't have tickets yet or anything, but we're doing the art show on Friday.
Yeah.
So probably going to try to go see it Thursday night.
I will say that everybody who's mentioned it to me, this movie's made for IMAX, because everybody that's mentioned to me, I'm seeing this in IMAX.
Well,
I mean, is there ever been a movie? I've never heard a movie that everybody that I've talked to said, oh, IMAX.
Giant Monsters?
I mean, Avatar.
Giant Monsters, yeah.
I mean, you guys saw the teaser, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, once you see the teaser on IMAX, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I have to see it in IMAX. Like, it's just... Because,
I mean,
like, he nailed how you should shoot these with, like kind of how in the, you know, people that were using, you know, with the Carpenter stuff that would use, like, Panavision and, like, fucking knew how to frame things where it's like, you have two distinct characters, and they're in the same frame, and it just, like, shows you kind of, like, scope and stuff, and that's
Shaw
what it is.
Shaw scope.
Yeah.
I
want to
get, like, that Dolby Atmos sound, like,
wow.
And just the thunder from it. It's just like...
That's the best
moves
sound.
Your seat, you're like...
Why'd you rumble nuggets on my butthole?
Yes. I like the, I like that they kept Ghidra's
like when I'm watching it.
Cry, whatever its little like sound, it's kinda similar.
Yeah. Yep.
What the hell?
What?
That happened. I didn't see that. That's cool.
Kinda.
That's really cool.
Have you guys
cool,
seen anything exciting? I saw a Pet Cemetery a few weeks ago. I saw it before I went to Stoker.
Cool.
Did you like it?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah,
I've
kind of had that same yeah.
I liked it till, like, they it wasn't, I was on board for, I mean, I was on board for the big changes they did, but yeah, I did not like the ending. So I'm real on the fence about it. Like, they fumbled that ending a lot.
Did you see it?
I didn't, but I'm not going to. I have absolutely no interest, and it is based on, it's like our Hellboy discussions, based on the first one. What are you going to do? I already liked the first one.
Yeah, the first one, like, they still, like,
I can't imagine that this is going to do anything better.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I thought there was some good stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely, there's, yeah.
And I thought there was some,
well
stuff
filmed,
that,
well acted.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's...
I liked a lot of it. The way I judge things is, will I buy it, and for how much will I pay? Because if it is $1 to $2 at Family Video someday, will I pick it up? Because then I think to myself, will I really watch it again? The answer is no.
No,
I wouldn't. Like, I might watch it if it's just on,
right?
But I can't if it's on TV.
Free,
on TV?
Yeah.
In the 80s. No, I just. Why would I? No.
Can't do that.
I barely would watch the original. You know, like, it's cool or whatever, but like, it's not. Doesn't hold that sort of special place like The Shining or something. Like,
it's not my cup of tea.
Salem's Lot. Like,
it's not a fun movie to watch. I love the original. It's just not a fun movie. It's just like oof.
No, like Serbian film, same thing.
Yeah. Aww.
Kids and stuff. Oh my! Well, I'll tell you later.
Have you guys seen? Anybody else seen anything?
Saw a cool doppelganger type movie called Enemy.
Oh, Jake, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah,
it's quite good.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Is it in theater?
It was on Netflix for a minute, I thought.
No, I got a DVD.
Doppelganger?
Yeah. No, it's a doppelganger movie. The title is Enemy. So you meet someone that looks just like him.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah. No, I've seen that. And, the one...
Yeah, I don't want to say the end because then it gives stuff away, but...
Yeah, no, we watched that together. Like, one, he, like seeks him out at the college or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty badass to just
saw
that.
That was pretty cool, yeah. That's funny. It kind of, like, slipped in the back. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I saw the new Peter Jackson Mortal Engines.
I thought you meant, like, that's, he produced it. I wanted to see, like, how you talked about his documentary. Maybe.
I've seen that a long time ago.
Oh, I want to see that.
What did you think about Mortal Engines?
It's really good. I mean, it's the best steampunk movie I've ever seen, but I'm not a big steampunk person. But, I mean, it's super, super cool. It's a cool movie.
Dark City, I think, would fall under steampunk.
It's a pretty cool movie.
You guys see tons of movies, so. Oh, you guys just saw Brightburn.
It's very adventure-y.
I did.
Yeah, I watched it. And she didn't. I actually watched a sneak preview. So, and I really enjoyed it. Like great gore. But, I mean, you just know if you've seen any of the previews or they talk about, like, what happened if Superman was evil? Like the little boy.
Right.
You know, and it's just made in such a way that it's like it's a fucking horror movie. You know, like if Michael Myers was Superman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. And the way it. So, yeah, really like it.
Interesting.
What I would buy it used for $5 and probably watch it a bunch of times.
I'll buy it on Laserdisc. For $89 to spite him. Criterion double disc.
I will pay $30 for someone to reenact it as a shadow puppet.
Oh.
Shadow puppet theater. That's my book. We're all bidding again, Brightburn.
Yeah, no, that was cool. What did we see before that? God, I mean, we've been watching a whole bunch of everything. Well, we just watched. I watched the new Halloween movie again because that was on sale.
Halloween.
And
Quiet Place.
And I really liked that a whole lot better this time around, which is like one of those things, setting, you know, and expectations and all that kind of shit. Like, it's all been said and done. I can just take it home, put it on, you know, watch like the little documentaries and all that kind of stuff. And I was able to just like really enjoy it, like more than I did when it first came out. And I was like, no, I could pass. I would put it like third or fourth in the entire series. If we don't count Season of the Witch, I'd put it third. But if we count that, I'd put it fourth. Now, if we don't count Season, I probably still have to put it third or second. Because Halloween 2 is still so right there.
Yeah.
But this is still, it's so. And then, like, you know, bought A Quiet Place, which is great, great movie. And love watching that again and again. But newer stuff, I can't. I haven't been here for a long time, but the show, Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, that was really good.
Phew, that was through the roof, man. That shit was.
Yeah, I hope they pick it up for another season.
Yeah.
I hope so, too, because everything's just so different and, like, different types of animation and subjects, which were
fantastic. It's exactly my niche when it comes to. It's everything heavy metal.
Right.
It's exactly that. And the stories are shortened to the point. They're filled with weird, crazy, gory, sexual, monster, fucking weirdness. And, you know, it doesn't go for too long. Yeah. So then by the time it's over,
you've... super, like, super good. Like, the one, the farmer one is super good.
So good.
Like the farm mechs, yeah.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, they're all great. Even the ones that are like a little bit weaker, I thought were really great. The werewolf one is super cool. You know, but just like watching that for the first time, I'm like, oh, what's this? And then you put it on, and I just read about it. It was like, this is, if you like heavy metal, watch this. I'm like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
yeah, that. And
was it subtitled Made for Lucio?
Just about.
Created this for you, sir.
Did you guys see We Have Always Lived in the Castle, or whatever that's called?
I read a book a long time ago.
Shirley Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a movie with Winter Soldier, or Sebastian Stan Abbott.
Sebastian Abbott? They took out this old fat guy's bones? And he's been dead for like 4 decades, dude.
Yes! Sebastian Cabot from A Family Affair. He's in movie. I used to watch that show.
That's all right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Like,
it's A Family Affair.
I'm gonna.
Sebastian Stan.
And Crispin Glover.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's got really good reviews. Huh. It's got really good reviews. I just saw a thing. Oh, watched The Headhunter, which was really cool, for no money, very good monster movie. You know, no money though. Like, but by the time that your hero monster comes into play, you're like, oh shit, you guys got puppets. It was really cool though. Like, that was yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, for it being what it was. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. It was short. It was like an hour.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I don't know. Lords of Chaos. Did you watch that? Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty good. I expected it to be fucking garbage, you know, and that was really super good. I think they stuck to a lot of the points and of the real story, and in the end, Varg looks like a total butt pirate. Like, it's like, was he really that fucking off, like, in a goofy way? Like, they made, you know.
I don't know, man. I can't take anybody that's in that genre seriously. Yeah. Like, because that's one of those things where you see them out of their outfits, like, hey, I'm going to take the garbage out. Like, it's just like, they're on stage, like, I was like,
running through the Norwegian woods.
Yeah, and they take themselves so seriously. Like, I just can't. Like, with at least Slayer, like, I get, like, they're all in on the, other than Carrie King, they're all in on the gag. Like, I think Carrie King, like, really, like, lives that life, and everybody's like, bro, we're gonna go get a beer and take a nap. Like, and he's like, ah!
But, I mean, I really get what they were doing. I get that demented mentality. I was them. I swear to God, like, I could have gotten to that point where I killed somebody in the scene that when I was growing up, you know, 80s, middle of nowhere, and there was a few of us, and, like, then there was, like, just some dumb shit that was going on, and people and feelings and jealousies, and, you know, it meant so much to be true to metal. You know, it was almost at some point in the 80s, it was like, don't tell these guys you like Kiss, because, right, you know, right, it's about Venom and Slayer. But these guys were like, they would have looked at me and just laughed. Like, I was probably, I would be the comedy relief of that group. But the way that it all panned out, and, you know, that, you know, it touches on, you know, the topics of mental illness and violence and murder and all this kind of shit in a scene that I completely relate with. So I feel like that was a really well done, fucking gory. Like, some of the shit that was in there, I was just like, eh! Like, you know, that's one of those that I probably wouldn't buy and watch it over again, because it's like, so I'm gonna
it's watch. Too much.
You know, yeah, like, you know. But it's cool to watch these, those young guys come together, and, like, now they're, like, immortal, no pun intended, but they're, like, immortalized by metal, and, are, like, classic in that genre. So, but, man, I've seen so many movies since I last babbled on about it.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've all been together.
Yeah. I'm glad Paul's not here, though.
Ugh. Jerk.
I got Paulina.
Ooh, another, hey, yeah. another creepy, like kaiju. Well, I don't know. It's not a kaiju. It's more of, like, a Norwegian-type goddess, but the same. I keep on, like, gabbing on about the ritual. That's my favorite monsters of all time.
He's like, get out of my wood and don't come back.
Yeah.
Get it.
Fantastic.
That was very Lovecrafty.
Kaiju-esque, but just the fun, kind of like you with Rampage.
The book was completely different.
Have so much fun watching Eight-Legged Freaks.
Is it was he still basically Shub-Niggurath in the book? Because he kind of seems like he's...
kind of interesting. It's a little different in a way. It's a little more black metal. I was like, oh, this is a way different scenario than the...
hey, guys, let's play a gig in the middle of these woods instead of, like, let's go for a walk.
Creepy little goat-legged people. Oh. Like, oh, interesting.
Well, all right. Let's wrap.
Wrap.
It's been real. It's been good. It's been good and real. Rep. It's been a goddamn big ape.
Big ass fucking ape. A good big ass ape. That's exactly what it is.
But we will see you all someday again. I don't know when. It's been a minute. So hopefully we'll record in June.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.